Burnley Holmes, a very impressive victory from your men today.
Very, very happy. We'd learned a lot actually just from the first half of the Mainer match. Donegal actually had set their stall up on the 65, and it had worked well for them. So, you know, the benefit of playing after the Mainers is great. We have learned a lot from just watching that first half every year. And, you know, we had a panel of 55 lads, and unfortunately we had to trim it down to 30, but the lads have really bought into what we've been doing. And I have to say, today was just the culmination of 6 months of hard work from them, and then 6 weeks really of the Ulster League. It has served us really well. This is a fantastic idea. We didn't have it last year. We came in cold to the Jim McGuigan the way it was, and the way it is this year is absolutely fantastic. It's brilliant at Ulster Council to bring it on board, and I said, and I played at the same venue with the Mainers before. You know, it's been fantastic to raise the profile and the feed on then for next year. Hopefully we'll start to see that.
Yeah, you were saying that last year maybe was a wee bit of a wake up call for you, was it?
We came here last year against Donegal, and listen, the bus was late and different things, and with 3 weeks preparation and the blew us out of it, and within 20 minutes our Jim McGuigan was over. So really this year we're talking along the hard look at ourselves. It's only the second year of the Throne Academy the way it is. You know, there's a lot of time and effort and planning been going into this. We've been in the gym, as I say. We couldn't compete with Donegal last year physically. You know, they out muscled us from front to back and back to front. So that's one thing we've sort of tried to address, and it's a slow process. These lads are still only 16 and a half. You know, they're all heading into exams now. So we had to shut down last year for May and June, and this year now we've 6 months done before we do that. So, you know, that was pleasing. It's pleasing to the boys. You know, we asked them on Thursday night about what they wanted to do, and a lot of them said they want to win their first medal playing for Throne, and they've done that today, so that's a great start for them.
And you were 1-8 to 4 points up at half time. It was a very good display in the first half. You got a goal early on, and you really got a foothold in the game very early on.
Yeah, well, you know, the small things that, you know, we're trying to expose the boys to, like the conditioning, the recovery, the gym, the attitude, you know, the psychology. And the other night then we just introduced the first time a little bit of video work. You know, we just want to show them all the elements of what it's going to take. We've been asking them all year, are they fit to play for Throne? And today, you know, they definitely responded. So, you know, it's just slowly but surely that they actually get a bit of belief and confidence. It's a big step up for a lad to come from a club where he's maybe getting 35 and 40 touches in an Irish football, to come to this level where everything's so much faster, so much harder. And he's only on the ball 6 or 7 times. And trying to, I suppose, influence him to have a bit of patience. And a wee bit of belief that, you know, the contributions. So the boys come on today, really, have to say, pushed it on for us, and we used the full 6 subs. We've done that every game because we want to expose as many as we can to this level.
And what's the next step for these lads now? Is it trying to push on?
Well, we're back out again next Saturday. We have the old way it was, the three teams meeting at three different venues, and then obviously we'll come back to semi final. So our target is to get us back into semi final, and then push on. I know we have come back round the clubs again, because the Mainer League and Throne's up and running, and we're getting great reports about some lads with a coaching system and structure in place, that they come and feed on names. We have the schools coming back on board, as I say, and really this is the first full year of a good 12-18 months of this where it's working and it's paying dividends. And, you know, as somebody said last year, the days of Throne trials in January to play in May, those days are long gone. It's now a 18 to 24 month process, and, you know, we're just happy to be involved with that.